So I asked people to submit lines through Twitter for this crowdsourced poem about collections. I suppose the reason I use Twitter, just because it's very, it's apparent in people's lives, particularly if they're sort of switched onto the social networks. You know, Facebook was also used and emails. But yeah, Twitter, the bulk of the lines came through. Also the ability to hashtag. We use the hashtag collected poem, so anything I saw tagged with that I knew was for this poem. It's just a really nice way of getting people engaged with poetry, I suppose, because they then come along, hear the poem, read the poem, looking for their own lines. It also means that, you know, my role is more of editor and curator rather than the owner of the poem. So as once it's done, what I really like about doing this is that I don't own the poem anymore. It's open to the public. It'll go online. If you want to take it, use it, do what you like with it.
Where
That's
else
wonderful.
Can they view it online?
I'm going to put it on my blog, on my website, which is www.dansimpsonpoet.co.uk. So it'll be up on there. I do ask people to just do edited by Dan Simpson, because there is like curating, like this exhibition we're at now. The idea of curating, there is an art to it and there is a skill to it, but fundamentally you're just sort of being the facilitator of other people's work. So that's sort of the idea behind the poem, really. It's other people's lines, other people's words. I just want to put it together in a nice way, really.